Let's pray. Dear Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please, Lord, help us, teach us how to stop the violence. Direct our thinking today that it may be divorced of self-pity, dishonesty, self-will, self-seeking, and fear. Inspire our thinking, decisions, and our intuitions. Please help us to relax and take it easy. Free us from doubt and indecision. Guide us through this day and show us our next step, please. Give us what we need, not necessarily what we want. We ask all these things that we may be of maximum service to you and to others. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Okay, questions right off the bat. Anyone ever forget anything? Anyone have difficulty remembering this, that, or the other thing? Or how about this one? Have you ever walked through a doorway from one room to the next, right? And you want go into a place and say, now, what am I doing in this room? That often happens to me when I'm going into the garage from the house. My brother calls that medical condition a threshold disease. Yeah. While you walk through a threshold of a door, it's as if something in that threshold is wiping your memory drive in your brain and erasing the whole thing. Of course, he was joking, but threshold disease. Do you ever have difficulty remembering things? Ever forget things? One of my friends said at one of those anonymous meetings years ago, he said, I'm long on forgetting and short on remembering. That can be all of us from time to time, right? We are at the end of the Gospel of Matthew. We've been looking at Matthew's message of God's love for us through Jesus Christ for months now. And these last four short verses are the last words of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. So we're going to spend a few minutes looking at these verses. I don't know if you want to go to Matthew 28 in your Bible, verses 16 through 20. But 16 through 17 says something like this. The 11 disciples meet Jesus on a mountain where he had directed them to go. And when they saw them, some worshiped, but some doubted. Huh? Let me see if I got that right. They worshiped Jesus. They were face to face with Jesus, not mask to mask with Jesus. And what does it say? Some doubted. Some were a bit hesitant. Sometimes that's us too, right? We doubt, we're a bit hesitant. Can Jesus be right in front of us and we don't even recognize him? Like us, the disciples don't have all the answers. We don't understand everything. And we never will. They worshiped, even not having all the answers. What's that great phrase? I believe, Lord, help my unbelief. Some doubted. Father Don Telefus, who is the chaplain at St. John's University when I was there 500 years ago, said it this way. He says, quote, it's encouraging that all the evidence in the gospel indicates how slow and uncomprehending the disciples were during his lifetime about who Jesus was. And all the more, he says, this should help us in our doubts. Thanks, Father Don. If the disciples have difficulty believing who Jesus is, who's standing right in front of them, face to face, if they have issues, there's hope for us. We all have issues, all of us. And we're also all loved and saved in spite of ourselves. Verse 18. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all that I have commanded. I got stuck on that phrase, make disciples of all nations. Did you catch that? I mean, God's message of love and forgiveness and eternal life is for everyone. All nations, all people, even those people I don't like. So question, how do you make disciples? Is it attraction or is it promotion? The people who stand in the street corner and yell at me and tell me I'm going to go to hell because I don't believe in the God of their understanding, right? Are we like that? I think we're here to carry the message. We are not into saving. That's God's job. We're just into marketing, right? The Holy Spirit is the one that causes us to believe in the first place. We are to live our lives in such a way that people will be attracted to us. We are to live our lives in such a way that people will be attracted to us and they'll say, I want what you have. What is that? Don't tell me you're a Christian. Show me. It's about attraction, not promotion. Madeline Engel said it so well. She says, we do not draw people to Christ by boldly discrediting what they believe and by telling them how wrong they are and how right we are, but by showing them a light so lovely that they will want it with all their hearts to know the source of it. I like that. So, how is God using you today to carry the message? In other words, what are you doing for the other guy? How are you making a difference in the life of somebody else's life? You might say, well, I'm not qualified. Guess what? Neither am I. None of us are. Have you ever looked at this book and see the people that God uses to carry the message? They're all flawed, imperfect, and broken, just like we are. And God uses us. Verse 20, we're almost done. Another 20 minutes for sure, you'll be out of here. Yeah. Jesus says what? Remember, I am with you always to the close of the age. Always. Do you remember the beginning of Matthew? It's chapter 1, verse 23. It's right after they talk about the genealogy, who all the relatives are to Jesus, and the birth of Jesus that's going to be coming up. It says, verse 23 in the first chapter, it says this, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you are to call him Emmanuel, which means what? God is with us. The Lord is with you. Yes, I know there are times when we feel closer to God than other times when we don't. But even when it doesn't feel like it, God is with us. It's comforting. And it's helpful and it's reassuring words. Complete this book of Matthew with, remember, I am with you always to the close of the age. How long is always? Closing story. An elderly gentleman went to his 8 o'clock doctor's appointment and rather hurriedly. He wanted to get out of there as soon as he could because he had another appointment. The doctor asked him, well, what's the appointment you got coming up? And he said that every morning at 9 o'clock, he goes to the care facility where his wife is, and they have breakfast together every single morning. And he said he's been doing this for 5 years now. He said to the doc, you know, she doesn't remember who I am anymore. So the doctor kind of scratches his head and says, why do you keep going if she has no idea who you are? And the wise man said this, because I still know who she is. You You may not always remember who God is, but God always remembers who you are. The Lord is with you forever. Amen.